Welcome to Servants of the Lord Ministries. My name is Dr. Keith Jenkins. I'm the International Coordinator for Servants of the Lord Ministries. Before I start my message today, I want to share with you the commission of the ministry that God gave to Joseph Hedgecock, the founder of Servants of the Lord Ministries, many years ago. God said to him, I have children in every nation, and you have brothers and sisters whose hearts are crying out to me. They've sought me for ministry, blessings and gifts. I've given them those things and it has blessed them. But there's a part of their spirit that it never fulfilled that is reserved for an intimate relationship with me. Now their hearts are crying out to me just for me. That's who I'm sending you to because I don't want them to take the years it took you to get to me because there was no one to show you how at the time. Servants of the Lord Ministries is a teaching and training ministry sent to the body of Christ to reach people with a heart after God. This message is for those who want to get to know Him and grow up in Him and be ready for His appearing. Today I'm sharing a message called Straight. We read in Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 and reading to verse 9. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, starting in verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, verse 2, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, verse 3. For this is he that has spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Verse 4, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair, and a leather girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Verse 5, Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region round about Jordan. Verse 6, And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Verse 7, But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who have warned you to flee from the wrath to come. Verse 8, Bring forth therefore fruit, meats for repentance. Verse 9, And think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. The word straight in Strong's is number 2117. It comes from some other words meaning straight, that is literally level, or figuratively true, but also of time, at once, or forthwith, or immediately. The word straight is used several times in the New Testament. It was also the name of a street in Damascus where Paul met Ananias and got healed, Acts 9 and verse 11. The Jews had created many obstacles for the coming Messiah by using their minds trying to come to the truth. They did not see conviction through the law as a blessing to stay humble, keep their path straight through repentance and grow spiritually. The religious leaders had become useless, and now an invitation to repent was given by John just before Jesus' first appearing. The kingdom of heaven is on earth for nearly 2,000 years for those who want to enter by becoming like a little child. Matthew 18, verses 3 to 4. Jesus is now coming for his bride who have made themselves ready. Revelation 19 and verse 7. In the Living Bible, Matthew 3 and verse 3 says, Isaiah the prophet had told about John's ministry centuries before. He had written, I hear a shout from the wilderness, prepare a road for the Lord, straighten out the path where he will walk. John the Baptist was qualified to represent God and help others as his own paths had been straightened. John had gained the true knowledge of God by asking God more questions and experiencing God's provision. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 34. He had experience of wisdom in the wilderness, not a doctor of theology. If you are not acknowledging God in areas of clothes and food in challenging situations, you're not qualified to speak about true repentance. Anything that is not directed and controlled by the Spirit leads to death. The devil uses ways that seem right for those who stubbornly use their minds, trying to come to the truth. John baptized those seeking a clear conscience that confessed their sins publicly after they came under conviction. Good news was spreading quickly from the lives that heard him and changed. When the revival started, the religious leaders made a day trip to see John because he had become popular with the people. But they had to do more than just confess their sins. Jesus was speaking to his disciples in John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. This is John's Gospel, chapter 14, and reading verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You cannot live the life of faith without being controlled by the Spirit. Thinking produces doubts that will hinder you hearing his instructions that you need to follow. Make every effort to listen, as it will be difficult to hear the details otherwise, and obey perfectly. There is a time and a place for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. The disciples were troubled by Jesus' words. If your mind has not been renewed following Christ, your heart also will be troubled as this world is passing away. Take thoughts captive if this happens. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 5. And then find out why. Repent with grace and truth. Otherwise, you will lose a mansion that you could have for all eternity. Jesus was always ministering the truth in love. He used parables when people did not have ears to hear. The disciples did not resist the correction they received in many situations. However, they were thinking about leaving after they saw multitudes leave because of the hard sayings of Christ. John 6 and verse 68. The disciples were promised a mansion because they had given up everything to follow him after a period of 3 years. Peter wrote in 1 Peter 5, verses 6, and reading to verse 10. This is 1 Peter chapter 5, starting in verse 6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse 10. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish and strengthen, settle you. Joseph Hedgecock, in his book Sound Doctrine, uses an illustration of a mud hut being leveled before something greater, like a mansion, can be built. In the possibility something is not straight or level, there is extra grace or time for you to find out why and repent. When the foundation was placed firmly in my life, I had a vision of a tall building representing his work being done in me by steadfastly asking God in all areas till it became a habit. I saw a mud hut that represented my works done in spiritualized flesh that had to be knocked down first. I had to let him do the work through conviction and repentance and rejoice always. Philippians 4 and verse 4. I needed a vision of some cheerleaders, normally at an American football game, standing and celebrating when he exposed areas where I still had a confidence in the flesh. Called of God, you have to go down first and let God raise you up when the foundation is built and tested. Paul wrote this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. This is 1 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm reading verse 10. According to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds thereon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. Verse 11. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is already laid, which is Jesus Christ. Those that passionately believe in what they are doing is right invest time to make it work despite some difficulties. You can develop a personal relationship with God under pressure so you're ready for his appearing now. Do not be lazy, as Jesus is Lord by the Spirit. Those that ask God a few things or resist conviction have idols. By letting go of his whole reputation and following Christ by the Spirit, Paul discovered that a foundation could be laid quickly. Use the grace to repent whenever you start departing from the truth. Paul had something working perfectly by faith, ready for eternity, after passing through many trials and difficulties. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. This is Hebrews chapter 6, I'm reading verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God. Those with the right foundation following Christ today go on to perfection. If doubts appear when you lose something for following Christ, your foundation was either not laid properly or needs straightening. You cannot expect to finish the race set before you by just claiming something in the Bible is truth. You have to be a hearer and doer of the specific word he gives you. Repentance from dead works means asking many questions and being able to communicate with him under pressure. Maintain Jesus as your first love. Without the right foundation, you will stop following Christ and become a counterfeit. Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 7. I'm reading verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Verse 23. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. God convicted me through these verses when I first heard the message of Servants of the Lord Ministries. Through deep repentance, I found many areas where I had departed from the truth for the sake of my flesh, trying to oppress others. The fear of man is a snare. Proverbs chapter 29, verse 25. When I repented from dead works done in spiritualized flesh, I felt like I was standing out in the rain for 6 months. This was because I had been deceiving others and myself with so many charismatic works that I could no longer do. A real Christian can hear Christ, follow Christ, and produce the fruits of Christ by obeying the Spirit under pressure. Everything I confessed that produced godly sorrow was like fertilizer, creating the right conditions for the new seed planted in my heart to grow rapidly after I repented from dead works. We read in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verses 20 to 24. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, I'm reading verse 20. Then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Verse 21. Woe unto Chorazin, woe unto thee, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. Verse 22, but I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. Verse 23, and thou, Capernaum, which are exalted in unto heaven, shalt be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained unto this day. Verse 24, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. The word upbraid in Strong's is number 3679. It comes from another word meaning to defame, that is to rail or chide, taunt, or cast in teeth, suffer, reproach, revile. Jesus' path was straight and true because he heard the Lord accurately. He had a mission to complete by dying on the cross. God sent him to other places first before going to Jerusalem. God sent me to Africa first before he sent me to China and other parts of the world too. The Father was coordinating and Jesus did nothing before its time because he was not consulting his own will. John 5:30. Jesus began to upbraid Roman-controlled cities and Jewish towns that got to see the wonderful works of the Father done through him because Jerusalem needed more time. But they did not glorify God and repent either. We read in Matthew chapter 11, verses 25 to 30. This is Matthew chapter 11, I'm reading verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Verse 26. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. Verse 27. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. You now have a mediator that has gone before you, and knows the way. Yoke yourself to him, or your life will be corrupted again by listening to the flesh. Without trusting God with everything, you will not experience his rest and compromise on truth in your relationships with others. Yoke yourself to Christ now, and every opinion, good idea, or dead work will be exposed. Before you enter and experience the rest, there will be some pain or deep regret from following your own ideas. Jesus submitted himself to the Father and did not get a huge download of information. The key to his success was his love for God, because he believed God is not corrupt and was diligently seeking his perfect will as a result. Hebrews 11:6. If you believe that God is love, you will get instructions from him every morning. Jesus thanked God for hiding many things from the wise and the prudent, as this would have created a committee in those places trying to make things better without deep repentance. God was using the babes when Jesus came the first time, because they were willing to obey and not mess up the plan. In the Living Bible, Matthew 3, verses 5 to 8, says, people from Jerusalem and from all over the Jordan Valley, and in fact from every section of Judea, went out to the wilderness to hear him preach. And when they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming to be baptized, he denounced them. You sons of snakes, he warned. Who said that you could escape the coming wrath of God? Before being baptized, prove that you have turned from sin by doing worthy deeds. Don't try to get by as you are thinking. We are safe, for we are Jews, descendants of Abraham. That proves nothing. God can change these stones here into Jews. He will honor and bless you, but God will not share the glory that belongs to him. The plan of salvation for your life belongs to God alone. Stones can obey God better than anyone using their own mind trying to come to the truth. The flesh cannot submit to God and never will. Romans 8 and verse 8. Do not deceive yourself. Most do not believe in their hearts. The Father is in complete control. Those that do believe deny themselves and take up their cross daily. Jesus' faith was confirmed in the fact that he never sinned under the temptation he went through for our sakes, using just godly wisdom. Jesus did not miss any instructions from the Father. He heard the voice of the Lord just like us. We can also be one with the Father using what Jesus provided at the cross. Jesus was in step with the Spirit the whole time on earth. If your ways have been straightened, you will do things at the right time perfectly. Everyone now can have a front row seat following Christ and watch God at work. Jesus taught in Luke chapter 13, verses 5 to 9. This is Luke's Gospel, chapter 13, and reading verse 5. I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Verse 6. He spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Verse 7. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Verse 8. And he answered and said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. Verse 9. And if it bear fruit, well, And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Repentance is more than just saying you are sorry. Repentance is a gift, a skill, or amazing ability with the help of the Holy Spirit to replace nasty, well-developed lies with the word of truth in your own life. Areas in your own life that need repentance are fed by selfishness. The root issue is in areas where you consistently do things for the sake of your flesh and do not let God provide his solutions through godly wisdom. Solomon wrote in Proverbs 14 and verse 6. This is Proverbs 14, I'm reading verse 6. A scorner seeks wisdom and finds it not, but knowledge is easy unto him that understandeth. If you are only taking up your cross now and again, then you are wicked and lazy. Earthly wisdom is used by the ungodly and discontent to do whatever they want when they want. James chapter 3 and verse 15. Use modern technology sparingly or in moderation. Philippians 4 and verse 6. Godliness and contentment under pressure is great gain. Change your attitude to the process of conviction and repentance, or you will not find godly wisdom. The narrow way is a life of pressure for you to get on and stay on until you completely repent of thinking when you should be listening. You cannot do both. God has the knowledge you need now, but if you keep using that information to make the decisions he gives you, you'll have to do your first works over and over again. If your ground is not prepared for the good seed, it will not germinate. The carnal mind without the fear of the Lord cannot appreciate or understand spiritual things. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 14. James wrote in James chapter 1 and verse 5. This is James chapter 1, I'm reading verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that gives to all men liberally, and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. Those consistently denying themselves and taking up their cross daily get a regular supply of godly wisdom in complicated situations where they need it. Luke 9 and verse 23. During the COVID years, I will not forget how I listened to others using their minds and tried to come to the truth myself using my mind and had to repent. If you're still sinning under pressure, you do not have enough godly wisdom. The devil and his followers believe that Jesus is the Son of God in his divinity and tremble. However, those that believe Jesus is the Son of God in his humanity overcome by faith. You'll become an enemy of the cross through using earthly wisdom in areas where you should be asking the Lord what to do. Philippians 3 and verse 18. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 5 verses 6 to 9. This is Hebrews chapter 5. I'm reading verse 6. As he had said also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, verse 7, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, verse 8, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, verse 9, and being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation and to all them that obey him. Jesus chose to experience how you feel, going through the temptation to take matters into your own hands by emptying himself of his divine power. In the same way, passing through many afflictions, you will be tempted to do what everyone else does with their reasoning and understanding. Remember, he was tempted like us in every way, but did not sin. Hebrews 4 and verse 15. The Father is in complete control and confirmed that his Son never sinned all the way to the cross by raising him from the dead. Jesus in his humanity learned what pleased God in complicated situations to help those following his example, learning to hear, trust and obey. We read in Luke chapter 19 verses 1 to 8. This is Luke's Gospel chapter 19. I'm reading verse 1. And Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, verse 2. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. Verse 3. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. Verse 4. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him, and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Verse 6. And he made haste and came down, and received him joyfully. Verse 7. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying, that he has gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. Verse 8. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. God is always preparing a people with ears to hear the truth. He can use you to reach them spiritually if you deaden your earthly desires of the flesh and mind. Colossians 3:5 and Ephesians 2 and verse 3. Jesus' events were not advertised or well publicized ahead of time, but very effective. The Spirit led him to the right people with a heart after God that the Father wanted him to meet. They got the help they needed immediately to overcome sin, enter and experience his kingdom for a period of time. You can come very close to the kingdom, but not enter yourself just because you refuse to stop using your mind to come to the truth and get on the narrow way. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 10 to 13. This is Hebrews chapter 4. I'm reading verse 10. For he that is entered into the rest, he also has ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Verse 11. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Verse 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. You will not experience any sharpness studying the written word with your mind. You will get a private interpretation that the Spirit will not confirm instead. 2 Peter 1, verse 20. God knows everything about us in his divinity, so he does not need your advice on what needs purging. However, he has delegated the plan of salvation for your life to his Son. Jesus chose to know us by emptying himself and feeling what we go through, by not taking matters into his own hands. He also will not condemn anyone when the truth comes into the open, but gives everyone a chance to repent while there's still time to be saved with grace and truth. God is still sending messages of true repentance to his people through his servants, but they are rare. Without them, sin is abounding now. For the sake of his bride, grace is increasing too. For those who want to repent, as things get darker. So this is a great time to grow fast spiritually. If you're humble, James 4 and verse 6. Peter was speaking on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verses 34 and 35. This is Acts chapter 2, I'm reading verse 34. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand, verse 35, until I make thy foes thy footstool. While you abide in Christ, God will destroy your enemies. In the meantime, he can use everything else for your spiritual development, even a thorn in the flesh, 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 7. Even though you're not perfect, you will not be condemned if you abide in Christ. Romans 8 and verse 1. Under pressure, if you cannot follow the dictates of the Spirit, everyone gets a chance to repent while there's still time. Peter continued in Acts chapter 2 and verse 40. This is Acts chapter 2, I'm reading verse 40. With many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Those resisting the truth are academics, learning religious traditions with their minds instead. Hard-hearted, comfortable believers on the broad road heading for destruction also use their minds to come to the truth for the sake of their flesh. Those who have repented from dead works have to follow a way that seems right, see the word of truth and conviction as a blessing. Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2 and reading verse 15. Study to show themselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Timothy had the Old Testament scriptures and the letters of Paul, but was told that he had to study the word of truth. To study the word of truth, make sure you have no opinions. The Holy Spirit should be the one directing you what to read and when. Let God bring back to your remembrance and direct you to look up many other verses with similar words if you want to come to the truth. He knows all the excuses you're making now and others that the devil will use and learn from others serving two masters. Jesus was speaking in John chapter 16 and verse 13. This is John's Gospel, chapter 16, and reading verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you the things to come. God is not authorizing the academic study of his word. Truth is rare today because everyone has their own private interpretation about how the kingdom should work based on their reasoning. The disciples were told to rely on the Holy Spirit to come to the complete understanding in the last days. John 16 verses 8 to 12. The lazy and wicked servants serving two masters are in a guilty prison with an outward righteousness, deceiving themselves and others, looking for a shortcut to holiness. We read in Psalms 119, verses 89. I'm reading to verse 92. This is in the Psalms 119, starting in verse 89. Lamed forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Verse 90. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abides. Verse 91. They continue this day according to thine ordinances, for all are thy servants. Verse 92. Unless thy law had been my delights, I should have then perished in my affliction. In the book Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 2, Growing Up Spiritually, in Chapter 7, On the Joy of My Salvation, on page 166, Judge Hedgecott wrote, years later, I pastored a church in Tennessee. I received a lot of revelation, but I was not as diligent in obeying it. I did not realize that my knowledge had surpassed my wisdom. I became somewhat lifted up. One Sunday, I was ministering in our church. I had a big pulpit and a big Bible. I was preaching a message and was really excited. And when I quoted a specific scripture, I knew everyone in the congregation would be convicted. When I quoted it, I slammed my Bible down on the pulpit and slapped it three times. I said, God said it, I believe it, and that settled it. I paused so it could have an effect on the congregation. As I was pausing, the Father had something to say to me. He said, Son, I said it, and that settles it, whether you believe it or not. My word does not need your belief to settle it. It is forever settled in the heavens, Psalm 119 and verse 89. Heaven and earth will pass away, but not one word, not one punctuation mark will pass away until it's all fulfilled. Matthew 5, verse 18. I said it, and that settles it. If you can believe it, you can receive it. If you can't believe it, you will not receive it. Either way, I said it, and that settles it. I said, yes, Lord, and repented for being so arrogant. Then I explained to the congregation why I stood there looking foolish for so long a time. Truth sets you free by exposing subtle lies and whatever is still prone to ways that seem right that the devil is using to keep you trapped. Truth is incredibly rare today because his people want knowledge instead. Knowledge on its own puffs up and brings confusion and division without godly wisdom. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 1. Joseph Edgeworth describes how he got puffed up over a long period of time, not balancing knowledge with godly wisdom. Your foundation will not be straight and true either without passing some light affliction. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 17. Everything has to be tested. We read in Isaiah 28, verses 16 and 17. This is in the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, I'm reading verse 16. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believes shall not make haste. Verse 17. Judgment also will I lay to the line, and righteousness to the plummet, and the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. Trials and difficulties will not destroy a foundation laid with repentance from dead works. Instead of doing things hastily in your life, you will look calm and cool under pressure, controlled by the Spirit like Christ, through deep repentance. Christians can rejoice always under pressure and worship God in spirit and truth, always. Philippians 3 and verse 3. Do not blame anyone else for your disobedience. Led by the Spirit, you will be ready for the unexpected. Solomon wrote in Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. This is Proverbs chapter 3. I'm reading verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In the Amplified Bible Classic Edition, Proverbs 3, 5 and 6 says, Lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways know and recognize and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. You have the potential now to straighten your own paths by asking God consistently where you have had a confidence in the flesh before. You will have to study the word of truth and endure correction. Deny yourself consistently and take up your cross daily if you want to be ready for his appearing. Foolish virgins not keeping a sin list and coming to repentance will be left behind when Jesus comes for his bride at the end. Matthew 25, 6-13. Paul wrote in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. This is Hebrews chapter 12, and reading verse 13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Those obeying the Spirit consistently under pressure will see the Lord. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, Colossians 3:15. In complicated situations, follow the peace of God to keep your own path straight. Ask God to take away your peace and trouble your spirit if you want his perfect will to be done in your own life. When his peace is no longer present, stop, humble yourself, and ask more questions. Then he will give you the grace to hear. Stop yielding to the flesh and be holy. Deal with sin early, or otherwise it will grow and produce a lot more bad fruit in your life. If you are born again, you have two natures, and God doesn't want you to deceive yourself. So now everyone will reap corruption from sowing to the flesh without repentance. Galatians 6 and verse 7. There may be a slight delay for those who need more time to repent, but God keeps records. Jesus taught in Matthew chapter 25, verses 29 and 30. This is Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, I'm reading verse 29. For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he has. Verse 30. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The word unprofitable in Strong's is number 888. It comes from another word, or words meaning useless, that is, unmeritous, unprofitable. Conviction is an invitation to be profitable. Do not be surprised if you get an abundance of truth after you process conviction and come to repentance. Deep repentance is now possible with the help of the Holy Spirit. A dead church can only offer the pressure from passing an academic exam without the need for repentance from dead works. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world, but not everyone will be saved. You have forgiveness in his name to stop sinning. John 8 and verse 11. For 2,000 years, grace and truth by the Spirit has been made available so that you can be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. Those that rely on forgiveness later to do what they want when they want are wicked. Wicked servants in the body of Christ, not working out their salvation, will be cast into outer darkness. Matthew 25 and verse 30. In the Living Bible, Isaiah 28 verses 16 and 17 says, "But the Lord says, see, I am placing a foundation stone in Zion, a firm, tested, precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. He who believes need never run away again. I will make the line and plummet of justice to check the foundation wall you built. It looks so fine, but it's so weak a storm of hail will knock it down. The enemy will come like a flood and sweep it away, and you'll be drowned. The cornerstone has been laid, tried and tested by our Lord Jesus Christ, so that whosoever submits himself or herself to God knows that they will not be ashamed. What you have built with your own reason and understanding has to be knocked down. If you've used your mind to come to the truth, and your foundation is built on lies, you are no match for the devil in the flesh. But if you're yoked to Christ, you will overcome, because he knows how to win as the Lamb of God. Those using common sense and reason in his kingdom will find no place to hide at the end. The law was written by Christ to help those seeking to grow up spiritually in the light with the right motive and attitude. Jesus is Lord now by the Spirit and coming back in person to rule and reign with those that have a right attitude to him and his words." If you want a copy of these notes, please write and answer the following questions and send your answers to me. Number one, has your life been straightened through grace and truth? Give three examples. Number two, your ways can be corrupted again. So what has God provided to ensure your ways are kept straight based on what Jesus and Paul taught? Number three, who is responsible for your ways being straightened since Jesus died on the cross, and why? If you want to hear, get to know, and follow Jesus, then I can recommend this book, My Sheep Hear My Voice by Joseph Hitchcock. If you want to make a fresh start, make him Lord, and live in the light, then I can recommend the book, Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 1, Foundations of Spiritual Maturity by Joseph Hitchcock. If you really want to submit to the Spirit by regular repentance, then I can recommend the book, Wake Up, Time is Running Out, Volume 2, Growing Up Spiritually by Joseph Hitchcock. You need to make sure that you get on the narrow path. The broad road that leads to destruction looks good, and is signposted heaven this way. Many well-meaning good people attending church are on this road. I believe this book will help you, The Guilted Prison, Revised Edition by Joseph Hitchcock. Messages that allow you to do what you want when you want are not the truth. You have a liberty to choose between a life led and controlled by the Spirit. Do not choose the flesh. There is no third option if you want to be ready for his appearing. Timothy was brought up on the Holy Scriptures, but he was told by Paul to study the word of truth. God is sponsoring your spiritual education with grace and truth. John 1 and verse 17, and some blight afflictions too. With a corrupt carnal nature, you are not authorized to search the Scriptures and come to the truth with your minds. John 5 and verse 39. Jesus paid the price for his people to have the Holy Spirit leading them into all truth in complicated situations. There's no excuse for not coming to the truth with the Holy Spirit if you are a disciple. Going through some persecution is a blessing, Matthew 5:11. You're incapable of making choices based on your intellect, feelings, and emotions. Avoid anything that appeals to your flesh and that has the potential to make you comfortable if you want to rule and reign with him. Father, I thank you for those who are listening, and I pray for them right now that they will use this video, use this message to straighten their own paths, that they will walk with you, and you will walk with them. God bless them in Jesus' name. You'll find a summary of the scriptures used in today's message below the video, either written out or via a link to a website. Our contact details will follow at the end of this message. God bless you and thank you for listening.